This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. We just heard about an organization that allows parents and their kids to customize a book to include more people of color. Well, when she was a child, author Stacy Lee wanted to read more stories about people like her, too. She's a fourth-generation Chinese-American whose ancestors came to California during the heyday of the cowboys. Her new young adult novel is called Under a Painted Sky. It's about a Chinese girl and an African-American girl traveling the Oregon Trail together, disguised as boys, trying to get to California during the gold rush. Lee came by the studio to talk about her new book and the lack of diversity in children's literature. She sat down with KLW's Rachel Dornhelm.
I just want to start with asking a little bit about where your initial idea came from for this book.
Well, I am often asked, and by often I mean at least a few times a year, why I speak English without an accent. Or alternatively, it's expressed as, why don't you speak Chinese? And that got me thinking to, you know, when a question like that might have been appropriate. I'm fourth generation. Chinese people came during the mid-19th century, and that's when I thought I would write a story. There was an influx of Chinese people during the Gold Rush, and so that's how it all came together.
And so can you give a really quick synopsis of the book?
Sure.
Plot?
It's about a Chinese-American violinist who is brought to St. Joseph, Missouri, where there were not very many Chinese people, by her father. Her mother died in childbirth. She grew up in New York, and she doesn't really want to be there. She wants to go back to New York to be a musician. But, you know, tragedy strikes, and she commits a crime in self-defense and is forced to flee down the Oregon Trail along with a runaway slave. They disguise themselves as boys. And they meet up with a band of cowboys who don't know that they're girls. And the cowboys and them sort of form up this friendship. And it's the friendship that carries the story.
It's a friendship book. It's this really beautiful representation that includes a kind of diversity that isn't present in a lot of our historical narrative accounts. Like, I'm thinking about, Little House on the Prairie or something.
Yes.
Girls dressing as boys on the trail, African-American teens on their own, a Chinese-American girl, Petey, one of the cowboys they meet up with is Latino. I'm curious, what kind of references did you go to find out about what these experiences of those characters might have been like?
Well, you know, when we think of historical fiction, we usually are thinking about Victorian England or Tudor England, and the characters, and the main characters at least, are not very diverse. But the truth is that America was a very diverse country from the start. So when I was looking at the landscape at the time, I went to, you know, I would go to the different museums. Museum of Chinese Americans in New York has a fascinating display on the first Chinese Americans. There is several books written on the subject that I went to. I talked to trail experts. I talked to cowboys. And let's talk about the cowboys. I mean, like you said, they were quite a diverse crowd. I think I was reading a statistic that up to a quarter of the cowboys were actually African American. And then you had the Mexican vaqueros. So we're really talking about a diverse country. And it's nice to have written, you know, a story that reflects that diversity at the time.
I would love to hear if you could read a passage from the book right now.
Sure.
Actually.
So this is a scene after there's a lot of, the pace is very quick in the first half. And so finally, Samantha gets a moment of quiet time to herself to reflect upon all that has happened so far.
And we should just set up that Samantha is the Chinese-American protagonist, and Lady Tinian is what she calls her beloved violin.
Later, after everyone falls asleep, I take my violin and steal away to the water. I kneel on a patch of dry grass. The waxing moon casts just enough light to give me a reflection. My hair sticks out in different directions, and I'm grimacing. I shiver, wishing I still had my shawl, the one Father had Mrs. Kurtz knit for me out of the softest lamb's wool. He tied it tight over my shoulders and told me not to mislay it, the way I did its predecessor and my bonnet with the daisies. But I lost it anyway. The same day I lost him. I cradle the Lady Tinian to me, her warm wood as comforting as the touch of an old friend. Then I pick out Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Father loved any instrument he could strum. Banjo, of course, guitar, harp, even washboard, if that was the only thing available. Lady Tinian understands my sorrow like no one else, singing my pain through mournful triplets, filling my speck of the world with a poem of aching sound.
You're listening to Cross Currents on KLW. We're talking with Stacy Lee, the author of Under a Painted Sky. What kind of books did you read growing up? Just reflecting on what you're writing, you know, what did you read?
Yeah, I read whatever the library had to offer. And at the time, Judy Blume was very popular. Catherine Patterson. I really love the Frank Baum Oz books, Wizard of Oz books. Nancy Drew, C.S. Lewis, Tolkien. I loved fantasy.
Did you feel there was a lack of Chinese American protagonists in the books you were reading at the time?
Oh, absolutely. There were. I remember the first book in which I saw an Asian person was The Five Chinese Brothers. And that's by Claire Hutchinson. And looking back, of course, that book is what we call a problematic book for many reasons. It contains many stereotypes of Chinese people. They all seem to look the same, with slanty eyes and sort of yellowish, bilious skin. But at the time, I was so overjoyed to see an Asian person in a book. And I actually didn't think that was possible. I didn't think we were allowed to be in books. And then it wasn't really until law school where a fellow alum had written this book called China Boy. The author, his name was Gus Lee. And I read that book, and it was about a Chinese boy growing up in San Francisco in the 50s. And I really loved that book, and it made me want to read more Asian American literature. But, you know, at the time, it was hard to find. There was not Google, and you'd ask a librarian, show me where the Asian American authors are, and they wouldn't know what you're talking about. So I remember going up and down the library aisles looking for Chinese surnames and going, working backwards, maybe they wrote an Asian American book.
Yeah. And now you're involved with the group We Need Diverse Books. How did that happen, and what is the real mission?
It started last year, last May, around that time, the Cooperative Children's Book Council, they released a study that of the 2,000 books published in 2013, only 7% contained any diversity at all. In fact, there were more animals than diverse people. So, and this is despite our population is about 40% diverse. You know, this was an issue that was brewing in the hearts of many, like myself, for many years, just the lack of diversity in children's literature. And I was on Twitter and talking about it with other authors, and LNO said, let's make some change. Let's do something about that. So we organized a hashtag campaign, and it went viral. And then, and that was just wonderful. Our dreams came true. And then we decided, oh, we need to keep the momentum going. So we incorporated as a nonprofit. We did some fundraising. And so we have a lot of exciting things in the works.
And what's next for you? Are you already at work on your next book?
I am. In fact, I have a book coming out next May called The Unsinkable Mercy Wong. It's about a Chinese girl in 1906 San Francisco who tries to get into an all-white school. And then things are shaken up when the earthquake hits.